Panthers have been so much.
Back here at Powers Field, Princeton leading Penn 6-0. 5:02 remaining here in the first quarter. Second possession coming for Princeton. First and 10 from the Tigers' 20-yard line. Along with Lloyd Wilson back in our studios and Coffee Jones to my right, I'm Pat McCarthy here on the final day of the Ivy League season. Four teams still remaining in Ivy League contention. Two of those teams meeting here on Powers Field. The other two meeting up at Harvard. That game currently 7-7 between Harvard and Yale. Only Yale and Princeton can win outright Ivy League championships. Penn's hoping for first ever quad champions. Harvard's looking for tri-champions. Yale and Princeton are just looking to be champions. Tigers scored on their opening drive. Blake Stenstrom, 4 of 6. He connected on his final four passes on the first drive, including a 23-yard hookup for the touchdown with Andre Yosivash. Jiggy Carr is in at tailback. They motion Yosivash from the right out to the near side from the shotgun. Stenstrom on first down. Play action fake. Throws it out to the near side to Jiggy Carr, who is pushed out of bounds at the 25. Penn came free. Stenstrom with a little bit of a duck and run. Able to pick up 5 on the completion to Jadarius Carr.
And Michael Morris, the All-Ivy League defensive tackle for the Quakers, he gets in the backfield as soon as Stenstrom takes that shot. Gun snap. Good job by Blake by avoiding the sack and getting the completion for 5 yards.
On 2nd and 5, quick pass out right side. Alex Cherry has it on the sideline for a first down. Up across the 30 to the 31-yard line. 1st and 10 for Princeton with 4:27 left to play. First quarter leading 6-0.
Nice soft hands by Cherry. He comes in motion and just kind of burst out to the flats, outflanks the defense, turns it up the field, and picks up a first down for the Tigers.
1st and 10 for Princeton. Ball at the Tigers' 32-yard line. That's now 6 consecutive completions for Blake Stenstrom. 3 to the near side. On first down, he fakes the handoff to Carr, keeps it himself, dances back outside the hash marks and goes up across the 40 to the 44. Good for a first down for the Tigers on an 11-yard run by Blake Stenstrom.
Stenstrom using his legs again. They go with the zone read and Michael Morris in the backfield again, but he didn't know who to go for. And at the moment, Blake Stenstrom keeps the ball, turns it up the field for another Tigers first down.
Clock now at 3.5 minutes left here in the opening quarter. Tigers driving just outside midfield. Carr standing to Stenstrom's right. He motions Classy from the left side out to the right side. Bobo, the lone tight end to the near side. They fake the pitch out to the right side. Stenstrom looking long towards the sideline. He's got Classy at the 35 and out of bounds for a Tigers first down as Princeton goes across midfield to the Penn 35-yard line as Dylan Classy was left wide open.
And that was a play out of the Penn Quakers playbook. You go with that fake toss out of the shotgun. Post route by Yosivash and a wheel route by Dylan Classy up the sideline. He's the second guy through the zone, left wide open. Another first down for the Tigers.
22 yards to Dylan Classy. And Princeton at the 35-yard line of Penn, leading 6-0 and threatening to go up by 2 scores. Ryan Butler checks in a tailback, trips to the near side of the field. They motion Butler from right to left. Stenstrom from the shotgun on first down. Hands the ball to Butler. Breaks a tackle, and he lost the football. Fortunately, Henry Bird dove right on top of it at the 30-yard line. So the Tigers pick up 5, and Henry Bird recovered the fumble for Princeton.
Oh, that was a lucky one. Both of these teams try to get their running backs involved. 3 carries for 4 yards in the running backs for the Penn side, and so far, Ryan Butler, just 2 carries for 4 yards. Their quarterbacks have done most of the damage, and thankfully Henry Bird keeps the possession for the Tigers.
Jack Fairman was the one that knocked that football free. Tigers taking a little bit of time now as the game clock is inside 2 minutes. Play clock is at 5. Stenstrom from the shotgun on 2nd and 5 takes the football. Puts the ball into the gut of Ryan Butler. They give it right back to him, and the freshman has a first down before he's thrown back towards the original line of scrimmage, but he was able to pick up 5, and they'll mark his forward progress down at the 24-yard line, and it's 1st and 10 for Princeton with 1:40 remaining.
Andre Yosivash and safety Chris Rankins having a few words. I don't think they were talking about SAT scores after that play. But another first down for the Tigers. And you see the tempo for Princeton. When they get a first down, they're not panicking. They're looking to the sideline, taking their time. They got a 6-0 lead, and they're fully confident in their quarterback and offense.
Stenstrom on first down, ball at the 24-yard line. On first down, play action pass, going deep towards the end zone. Classy is hit in the end zone. It's incomplete. Wanted a flag, did not get it. And it's second down and 10.
Garrett Morris in coverage, and he's a guy, for you Tiger fans, Jeremiah Tyler, he reminds me of that frame because he's built like a safety but plays his physical as a linebacker. And right there, he stride for stride with Dylan Classy on that post route that I've seen Classy score on many times this season in his illustrious star-studded career here at Princeton.
Second down and 10 from the 24-yard line. They motion Bobo from the right side to the near side. Going from right to left, Stenstrom on second down. Design run, breaks a tackle. He has space to the 15, and he's hit late at the 11-yard line. It's good for a first down. And Princeton's got first and 10. Bob Sorace is hitting the helmet. I think he wanted targeting.
Yeah, so he's getting tackled by one defender. Chris Rankins comes in late. It looked like a quarterback draw, but Stenstrom just finds a way to get through the gap. And he's getting dragged down by Jack Fairman. Rankins comes in and gives him a shot right in the face, head, and neck area.
First and 10 from the Penn 11-yard line with 43 seconds remaining here in the opening quarter. Tigers trying to go up two scores. Butler motions to Stenstrom's right. Stenstrom from the shotgun. Takes the football, hands it to Butler. Butler breaks the 10, goes down to the 8. And he picks up 3 yards on what is likely going to be the final play of the first quarter with 20 seconds left. Let's see what Bob Sorace selects to do. They've already missed one kick going into this side. You wonder if that'll factor into anything with the wind. 10 seconds left in the quarter. The Tigers are on the football. Now 5 seconds left in the quarter. Stenstrom walks back. Game clock down to 2. Now down to 1. Stenstrom motions Bobo, and the game clock expires. So that is the end of the first quarter. After 15 minutes, Princeton leads Penn 6-0, but is inside the Quakers' 10-yard line and getting the football when we come back. This is the Princeton Sports Network from Learfield.
This is CJ Wall, defensive back from Plano, Texas, and you're listening to Tigers football on the Princeton Sports Network from Learfield. Now back to the game.
Back here at Powers Field, we are getting set for the start of the second quarter between the Quakers and the Princeton Tigers. 6-0, Tigers on top. Update from Cambridge at halftime. Yale is currently leading Harvard 10-7. So the Crimson staying in that game, but Yale doing what it has to do to secure at least a share of the Ivy League title. If you're just joining us, this is where we're at. It's the final game of the 2022 Ivy League season. Nobody goes to the FCS playoffs out of the Ivy League. There's no tiebreakers either. It's purely based on record. So you could have outright champions. You could have co-champions. The way we stand right now, we could have quad, we could have tri, we could have co, or we can have an outright champion. The most realistic situation is we have co-champions. That would mean that the favorites, Yale and Princeton, just win. That's all that has to do, and you get an Ivy League championship. We have not had an outright Ivy League champion since 2018 when Princeton won an outright Ivy League title. The Tigers' chance at an undefeated season and an Ivy League title last week, that was erased when they lost on the road to Yale. But still in a great situation, a win today secures at least a share of an Ivy League championship.
13 titles so far for the Princeton Tigers. They're looking for their fourth Ivy League championship for the Penn Quakers. They're trying to get a share of that four-way split. That would be their first title since 2016.
Start of the second quarter here at Powers Field on an absolutely gorgeous football Saturday. Temperatures in the low 40s, not a ton of wind, not a cloud in the sky either. Princeton has 2nd and 7 from the Penn 8-yard line. Stenstrom from the shotgun. He has Butler to his left. Stenstrom to throw on 2nd down. Pass out to the near side across the 5 to Carson Bobo and down to the 4-yard line before he's pushed out of bounds. It sets up a 3rd down and 3 inside the Penn 5.
Interesting situation here. And now Tigers going no huddle, put 3 receivers into the short side of the field for this play.
Stenstrom on third down, hands the ball to Ryan Butler. He has the first down and more towards the goal line. The freshman's in, and the Tigers punch it in.
A little bit of a smoke and mirrors play. They go with the trips receivers to the right side. It looks like Blake Stenstrom signaling his Tigers are going to go for two and stay on the field for this two-point conversion.
Ryan Butler with his 11th touchdown of the season. And Princeton leads 12-0 with 14:40 left to play in the second quarter. And now the Tigers are going for two after Jeffrey Sexton missed the point after earlier. They move the football over to the left hash. Figenspan puts his right hand to it. Stenstrom waits from the shotgun. He has Butler to his left. Stenstrom to throw for the two-point conversion. Looking out right side, he tosses it incomplete to Dylan Classy. So the Tigers settle for six for the second straight time. It's 12-0, Tigers on top with 14:40 remaining here in the first half. Penn getting the football when we come back. More to come from Powers Field. This is the Princeton Sports Network from Learfield.